Well, this is a special day, this Monday, January 24th, 2022. Special indeed, as Oxford High School taking a big step toward a new normal this morning as it reopens its doors for the first time since the deadly shooting last November 30th, which left 4 students dead and 7 wounded. Students have been attending classes at other buildings since January 10th. Marie Osborne, our senior news analyst, has further details. Marie?
And good morning, Paul. The high school will look different to students and staff upon their return this morning. Many walls have been freshly painted. There's new carpeting and tiling in some locations, and lights are just a little dimmer. All this being done to provide a soothing environment for students. There will be safe rooms where students can go to have a few minutes to themselves if they need that time, and there will also be extra security. Elementary school kids have made small cards with hearts and snowflakes and well wishes. Those have been put up on the lockers. And outside the school, that large memorial that sprung up after the shooting was dismantled, and a permanent memorial is now being planned. High school principal Stephen Wolf provided an online message to students over the weekend.
Students, remember, being Oxford strong means asking for help when you need it, because we're all going to need some help getting through this. And the physical and emotional safety of our students remains our top priority.
Now, one of the noted security changes at the school, Paul, students will be required to use see-through backpacks. Local businesses, of course, continuing offering their support to their students with displays in their front windows. And the media today was asked to stay off campus to allow students to have some privacy.
That was a very good decision. I think that if any media goes on that campus, we should expose them and stop watching their channels or listening to their radio stations or reading their newspapers. Media has been asked to not be at Oxford. I think that message has gotten out to everyone. If anybody decides to go there because they feel they need to get the story, I think we need to stop giving them a voice in anything that they do. I can't imagine anyone being so stupid and unfeeling and heartless, but you never know anymore. You just don't know anymore, Marie.
Nope. Everyone really is respecting this request here from the local school and from Oxford High School, and there's really no reason not to honor this request. I mean, there are so many other ways to capture this story. The high school did release footage of the inside of the school so everyone can get a look at it. They don't need to be there on campus today.
No, they don't. Not to remind the kids that what it'll obviously remind them of. A team of therapy dogs walking the hallways with handlers, including where the shooting took place. Trauma-trained staff looking for signs that students need help as they ease back into the classrooms. And as you mentioned, Marie, safe rooms have been created. I think that they're doing a great job as the Oxford students, Oxford Strong, take back their school. And a lot of kids anxious to get back, obviously, and get on with their lives and be able to be with their friends in their high school. And so we salute them. Not easy for people to get back into a situation like this. Thankfully, there hasn't been a lot of experience with that, but there have been. And some people from Columbine have been actually up here and helping and offering suggestions on ways to go back and get back to feeling normal under these horrible circumstances that they went through.
Right. Nick Monticelli at Channel 4 did some interviewing of former Columbine students. In fact, two of those students are now teachers at Columbine High School. That was over 23 years ago.
It's hard to believe it was that long ago, huh?
Yeah. So here they are, teachers. And one of the sentiments that they expressed so strongly, in fact, across the board, was this sense of, no, you go back now and you take your school back. You put your stamp on it and you bring the goodness back into those hallways. It was really interesting to hear what they had to say.
And helpful. I mean, very helpful.
Yes, very
Sadly,
helpful.
They had the experience. I can't believe it's 23 years ago, but still fresh in our minds, unfortunately, which means, sadly, Oxford will stay fresh in our minds. But again, it's something we should never forget anyway. And hopefully the school is approaching it that way. They'll never allow a student with as much trouble as this student had to be there without all kinds of red flags going off. Anything else real quick, Marie?
No. This is really a big and important story for us today. So we're wishing the kids and the entire community a good day today.
As they take their school back, and that's a good thing. Oxford Strong.